episode 1813. Let's get ready to rumble.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. The new year is almost here, and right now it's your focus on your marriage, relationship builders. Don't you want a stronger foundation as you go into this new season of life in the brand new year of 2020? Let's get ready to rumble. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, do you ever have the urge to put on the boxing gloves and get into the ring? In relationships, it's easy to look for what you don't like or what you would rather fuss over. Let's get ready to rumble. Well, hopefully the holidays were not too stressful on your relationship, but I can certainly understand how things can quickly escalate, sometimes by choice and other times by happenstance. The days get long and the nights get short. You need some downtime only to find more stuff time, stuff that distracts you from the love of your life, like children, bills, maybe work, the house, church, friends, overplanning. And it's not to say that all of these aren't important too, but when everything else is drawing you away from your spouse, how can you draw near? Well, let's get ready to rumble. Did you know that phrase was trademarked in 1992 by Michael Buffer? You see, I grew up watching boxing with my father. That's when we didn't have like 20,000 TVs in a household that were like very inexpensive, but TVs way back when in the olden days for me, it'd be triple olden days now for my mom. Shh, don't tell her I said that. But you know, they were expensive back then. So we had one TV for the family, and yes, Dad got to choose what we watched. And he loved sports. And so one of the things that he would watch was traditional boxing, not so much the martial art boxing now, but traditional boxing. And so Michael Buffer trademarked that phrase in 1992, I believe. He started as an announcer, an MC for boxing matches. He also did it for wrestling. And his phrase that he said all the time when introducing the match was, "Let's get ready to rumble." Now he has a much better way of saying it, but it's trademarked and I'm not going to get in trouble for saying it. But he kind of rolls into it and extends the word rumble. I know you've heard it because if not, just Google it. You'll find it on YouTube, I promise. Well, most people think of a fight when they hear that phrase. Even my children, when I was talking to them and like, you know what, I got to name this episode. What do you think? And I was going between the phrase, "Let's get ready to rumble," and a question. And my number 4 out of 5 little Noah says, "Mom, are you going to talk about boxing?" He goes, "That's what it's about, right? Fighting." And I said, "Well, in a weird manner, yes, that's what we're going to talk about." So hence the title, "Let's Get Ready to Rumble." But we do hear that, right? When we hear that phrase, we think about fighting. But unfortunately, when we're tired, we may not hear the phrase actually in our head being said when our spouse walks in the door, but there you are, ready for the boxing match, just because. Well, as you know, my dad passed away. And it will have been almost 8 years this coming February, so just a little over 7 years ago. And yesterday would have been my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary. I still can't believe it. 50 years is a lot of years to dedicate your life to someone. If you ask my mom, I'm sure there would be days that she would say that it was more like 75 years of lifetime moments. But other days, so very short when you look back in your mind. I know life wasn't easy for my parents. Not only did they have 3 children to raise, myself and my brother and sister, but they also had a congregation, a church. They both loved deep and cared much. They put themselves on hold for the sake of others. Sometimes that can be a blessing, and at other times, a curse. Was their marriage perfect? My mom would definitely say no. It took lots of work, lots of patience, and forgiveness. When I hear the phrase, "Let's get ready to rumble," In marriage, it's all about forgiveness. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Let's get ready to forgive. You know, if we would just lead with a forgiving heart rather than a what's in it for me heart, there would be a lot more marriages that thrive and less that would die. Whether it's a boxing match or a college football bowl game, you know I'm watching them. There are some good ones on today, just by the way. The fight isn't about the win. The win is about forgiveness. Who can forgive first? And remember, forgiveness is not about the other person. It's not about what they did or didn't do. It's about your heart, your healing, your time to be more joyful, your time to extend grace. So let's get ready to forgive. That's how we need to ring in the new year. Number one, change the coverage. Don't look for what you don't like. Look for the opportunity to serve with a forgiving heart. Embrace the differences as part of your journey. You know you're not going to get it perfect. Huh, I know I'm not going to get it perfect, and neither are our spouses. Oh no, we are all far from perfection. So instead of focusing on what's right and what's wrong all the time, change the coverage. Look for the opportunity to serve with a forgiving heart. I promise you, over time, it may not happen overnight. Most of the time, it doesn't happen overnight. That's usually the response I get. Well, how come he's not noticing faster? Well, because, number one, he's a man. But don't tell him I said that, because men, I know you're listening. But sometimes it does take a man longer. However, don't send me nasty emails. However, there are some men that are very much in touch with who they are and in touch with their heart. And as they get closer to that, the faster they pick up on what you're doing. So change the coverage, right? Look for the opportunity to serve with a forgiving heart. Number two, go deep. Oh yeah, I love those deep football throws, right? The Hail Marys. It's awesome, especially when they catch it in the end zone and it's a touchdown and they win the game. Wah! And the crowd goes wild. Yes, that's it. Well, it's not exactly. If there is something bothering your spouse, then dig deeper. You need to understand his position and what's happening. Don't make assumptions. Those only get you into trouble. Ask questions and then listen. Shut your mouth. No, seriously. Just be quiet. Ask a question and then be quiet. Now, that question may or may not be answered initially, but I guarantee you that they're going to chew on it. They're going to think about it. And so you just walk away quietly. Or if they go ahead and choose to expand on your question and really want to give it some thought, then you sit there and you listen and your mouth is closed. Go deep. It's that Hail Mary. And finally, number three, play for the heart. Words and actions speak volumes. You don't have to have all the answers all the time, but you do know how to get to his heart. So love deep and care much. Unfortunately, we leave that on the back burner. We get fussy and we just want our way. We're tired. We're overwhelmed. We're stuck in our own moment. And we forget, wait a minute, this is a person that I said I do. That I said I do to him and to God. And you know what? I'm going to work this out. Play for the heart. Love deep and care much. Mr. Michael Buffer had it all right when it came to announcing a fight. Let's get ready to rumble. But in marriage, the rumble isn't about the fight. It's about forgiveness. So this weekend, into the new year, I want you to go into battle with your best weapon, forgiveness. Then you'll be ready for a different kind of wrestling, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. Go out today, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed, happy new year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.